Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is Francie. Thanks for listening today. Thanks. And He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6. The phone rang late morning on Wednesday, February 8, 1978. I was at home with our 3-year-old Coy and our 15-month-old Kara. I answered the wall phone, no cell phones then, to hear my father, who was recovering from walking pneumonia. He told me my sister Trish had been playing tennis with the base commander at North Island and had collapsed on the court. She was unconscious and taken by ambulance to Balboa Naval Hospital. Her husband of 6 weeks was a naval commander on a short deployment. My mother was at an educators' conference in Los Angeles, accompanied by my brother. Dad asked if I could please go to the hospital, as no one else could. A friend who had children the same ages took my children into her home as I left to go to the hospital. On the way down, my thoughts were all over the place as I talked to the Lord about what could be happening. I had been her matron of honor at her wedding just a few weeks prior. She was beginning a new chapter in her journey. God, what are you doing? I walked into a room with many beds to see her connected to multiple machines and surrounded by people. I was stunned at how still she was in the midst of the noise of the machines, and a feeling of dread came over me. Personnel turned to me, and after finding out she was my sister, they took me to a small room to ask me questions about her. No, she didn't smoke or drink. She is in good shape. She is a tennis instructor and runs 5 miles a day. I also told them that she had athletic heart syndrome, which is a family trait, and this could be the cause of her apparent heart attack. I was in doing mode, holding emotions at bay. But that would soon change. On Thursday evening, I was in her room holding her hand. They had put a pacemaker in, and she continued to be monitored. Trish remained unconscious. I was praying and talking to her when all the machines started making noises and the nurses came in and told me to leave. I stood in the small courtyard outside of her room when a young doctor came out to tell me as kindly as possible that things did not look good. Those words were like a knife to my heart. There in the courtyard, I absolutely lost it. And all the stuffed down emotions erupted in fear, anger, questioning, tears, and despair. God, you can't do this to my family. What are you doing? This is too hard. Where are you? I can't lose my sister. There was definitely no peace, not a shred of it. Then I heard in my head, "In everything, give thanks." God, you can't be asking me that. No, I can't do that. Not this. A few moments of silence followed, and again, "In everything, give thanks." And so, reluctantly, but in obedience, I said, "Okay, thanks." Then the peace came, overwhelming me like a warm flood. The Prince of Peace gave me that peace that passes understanding. I wish I could fully describe the feeling. This peace did not mean Trish would be healed. It meant that he was present and I could trust him. The peace was there on Friday when the doctor said she was brain dead and we gave permission for them to turn off the machines. The following Tuesday, February 14th, there was peace as we buried her. There was peace during the memorial service, and there is peace in knowing where she is. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Thank you for listening.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.